Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is snatched up. And Jedimon is
Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 23.
They snatched our people up.
They did. We're the only two people here. We don't know what happened to everyone else. Dawson, I don't know what happened to him. He got snatched up by someone, and
some idiot in the projects climbed in his window and snatched him up, and we haven't seen him in days. We're scared.
Rider Zero, I don't know where he is, so he couldn't even fill in for Dawson because he got snatched up too, so
it's lonely having just the two of us in the bed.
One of us is probably next, but we got a lot of space in this bed, so we can kind of sprawl out. We don't have to accidentally have comfort sex.
I'm scared. I don't know what to do.
It's okay. It'll be okay.
You keep saying that, but then Dawson disappeared and didn't come home.
He's like an abusive husband.
I was frightened. I have my teddy bear. He didn't help.
Keep in mind that I'm still sick, so I might sound funny, but whatever. Yeah, that's it. So let's just I called it one ups again. That's what it's called now. It's called one ups. So
speaking of one ups, though, so I was at work, right? And one of our managers who I've been bringing home because he has no car, because his car is dead. He has this app on his Droid phone. It's an alchemy app. And you start off with four elements: air, fire, earth, and water. And you just keep combining them and getting new things. So he ended up getting I don't know what he did to get it, but he ended up with mushroom. And somehow he ended up with life or whatever. Like, I don't know how he managed to combine things to get life. But apparently when you combine mushroom and life, it makes one up.
That's excellent.
Like, it shows a little mushroom and everything. So then he made whatever he did, he ended up with man. When you combine man with one up, you get Mario.
Good.
And it was so funny.
Yeah,
and then,
that's,
of course,
excellent.
You combine man and man, you get sex, which is weird.
That's odd.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be like human man and not actual man, hopefully.
Maybe.
I mean, our resident expert on that subject isn't here tonight, so.
So you want to take the one up first, or?
I'll take the one ups first, and.
Okay, go for it. I'm gonna sit here and play with Bata.
Okay. I don't think I got in anything new since the last What's Ups. Did we have our AmiAmi stuff at that point?
I honestly don't remember. I didn't.
Oh, I remember what it was. I had my candy toy medals and stuff. My rider medals, my capsule medals, came in like the next day or 2 days later, I think. And they're awesome because they're all die-cast and they're pretty. And I love them to death. And that's why I can't wait till next set, next month, with Deno, so I can get a cool Deno diecast metal instead of this crappy plastic one in the candy toy set. So yeah, I'd recommend those to like anyone who loves metals. But of course, you all have already seen my review for them, because at this point they've all gone up. Yes, learn Dark Pulse Larvitar. Oh, sorry. I'm currently playing Heart Gold and Soul Silver, in case anyone couldn't tell. I don't remember if I had 7 badges in both games at this point last week, but I now do have 7 badges in both games. And I'm in Blackthorn City preparing for a gym battle. And for anyone who has never used the Pokemon Heracross, it should now be your new best friend.
Shame on you.
Because it is now my new best friend. I've always heard, like, oh, Heracross is epic. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. I mean, Ash used it on the show for like 5 episodes and then sent it off to the farm with Professor Oak. You know, because he caught like a Noctowl or something and was like, this is better, it's shiny. And, yeah, okay, seriously, this thing pwns things like 12 levels higher than it with like Brick Break. which in and of itself is an awesome move. So yeah, I love my Heracross. It's amazing. I've also got Larvitar, who is also pretty cool. And my team is shaping up nicely. And then Soul Silver's added a Swinub to the lineup. Since I cannot get Houndoom until Kanto, because it makes sense to have Johto Pokemon that are brand new in Kanto. And also Ice beats Dragon, so here's hoping that'll come in handy. And I think that's pretty much it for the what's up. So I still have a bunch of figure reviews to do. I'm hoping my Bata Kandroid gets here by the time this goes up tomorrow, so I can have my cool item like Shuki has his. And as of this recording, the O Metal set is out. Mr. S spent about like 30 minutes reviewing it and figuring out how to work it and open the package and which one is actually Tora and which one's Cheetah and which direction is up and all those fun things that come from doing something live for the first time. And we are sitting here with the page open on AmiAmi as in one window and the page open on HLJ in another window, spamming the refresh button, hoping that they put some up soon so we can purchase it, because we got screwed on the pre-order.
Yep.
So that's that.
Like Phantom up, and it was like...
They tried to like sneak it in by putting it below other stuff. Like, no, it was here the whole time. You just missed it. No, you. Your mother. So, you know, that's basically what's been happening. This is exactly what's up at the moment, is that we're trying to buy things and AmiAmi is not cooperating.
Yep.
So, and now for Dawson's what's ups. Oh, well, I don't know. I got some stuff. I recorded a vlog. Some people got pissed off saying I'm trying to ruin CS Toys business. Just trying to help people not get robbed at the checkout counter, you know? I mean, that's what happens. They go, they take your $20, and I don't know what happens. And then somehow some idiot in the projects came and like snatched me up, and then I disappeared. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Fuck.
Thank you, Dawson.
This is how we're doing the podcast. This is exactly how we're doing this.
Okay. Oh. So my what's up's basically a link to my Halls thread for the past 8 days or so.
Oh God.
That's basically what's up. I'm not going to list it because it would take half this podcast. But it's pretty epic. It's pretty large. I snatched up a Yugi from Mandrake. It was a surprise. And so with V3 being pre-ordered and ready to ship in
a couple weeks, really.
In November. Yeah, probably pretty soon. I own every figure that's out. It's kind of pathetic, really, but I feel accomplished, so I guess that's what matters.
The only real thing left for him to do now is pre-order that guard chaser.
Yeah, I need
as soon as he decides where to purchase it from.
I need to figure out how I'm doing that. But, yeah, so, I don't know, fuck.
So yay for Shuki,
oh,
I guess?
I finished Pokemon Black. I've still got about 4 or so videos to put up, so expect those up probably by the end of this weekend.
Yay!
And then I'll figure out what the hell I have left to do in this game. I got Kirby's Epic Yarn. It's really,
is it epic?
It's kiddie, it's short, but it's so, like, well done. Like, I won't say the physics engine, because that's not what I'm looking for, but the art style... And even the gameplay, it's just so fun that I don't really care. And I do recommend it if you can look past the whole kiddiness of it.
Is it epic and made of yarn?
It is. It is definitely epic, and it's most definitely, definitely made of yarn. It's so yarn you can't handle it.
Oh yes, and speaking of video games, I feel I should mention, for those who are interested, we have learned, in case you are not aware, if you go and pre-order Donkey Kong Country Returns for the Nintendo Wii, you will get a Wii remote holder in the shape of a banana. So, for any of you...
People already associated the Wii remote with something, and then adding a banana to it just made it all worse.
So if you want a banana condom for your Wii remote. or for when you're around your SHF Hana. Whatever. I mean, whatever you do in your private time.
Speaking of, she just fell over and hit Rising Ixa. What a hoe.
Oh my god. At least she didn't kill Rising Ixa.
No. Actually, it looks like Rising Ixa tried to kill her.
Probably she touched him.
His gun's pointing like right at her crotch. That's pretty epic.
He's trying to blast away the herpes you gave her.
thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, the secret's out. I'm sorry. Yeah. Guess you're not picking up ladies with this podcast.
I wasn't planning on it anyway.
Well, that's good.
So that's about all for what's ups for me. Keep it brief.
If we're lucky, we'll get to do Epic Shopping Live on the podcast.
Hopefully. I'll keep refreshing. And
if we won't tell Dawson, wherever he is.
No, not until we're done with the podcast. Podcast is over with. It's sold out.
Oh, wait, you forgot to mention the other things that you bought you forgot to talk about last week.
What?
The things I made you buy that you haven't gotten yet.
Oh, the belts? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing I'm still expecting at this point, I think. I honestly don't remember anymore, but, Deluxe Gatak belt, Deno belt, and Zeranos belt are gonna be here eventually. The guy that was selling them to me got in a car accident, now he doesn't have a car.
Oh, God.
They'll be here eventually.
But, so everyone, make sure that you pester your local Shuquin Shinobi channel for comments saying, please review these belts.
I'll review the belts. And I don't know when, because I want to do new stuff first, but I'll do the belts.
Be sure to ask for reviews of Optimus and Jetfire.
No, I'm not doing... No. I'm probably not even going to get to the Power Core Combiners, much less Optimus and Jetfire, so... Just saying.
I've been waiting. I'm about to turn like a Ben 10 fan. Review Optimus and Jetfire or else. You will pay.
So I don't find you threatening at all.
I will come kick your puppy.
Oh, now that's it.
She was a bad bitch.
She was.
She got locked up.
That's what happens when you go into the neighbor's yard. And by neighbor, I mean like five houses down.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
This is why you need to keep your hoe on a leash. Hint, hint.
Yeah, look what happened when I let him go.
Yeah. Figure out how to work the O's driver. These lines mean something. What do they mean? Dang it. This metal set, it has the same design similar to the deluxe set that came with the belt. What? The packaging clearly says in giant letters DX.
Epic
this is why we love everything live.
Yes, live is amazing. We need Riders, Rangers, and Rambles live.
Oh, God. Then they can hear me interrupt your opening. No.
Hello, welcome to Don't Touch Me. stupid bitch. Bata is so cool. Oh my god.
I wish I had my Bata.
Like, he doesn't do anything. He just rolls around, but, like, he's so awesome.
He kicks medals.
That's true.
And that's epic.
Like, I don't know how to do that. Not like, oh, you just kick it, like, oh, too. All my medals are away right now.
Oh, look, two more levels till Larvitar evolves. Yay!
Hooray. So, anyway, let's talk about news.
Oh, yeah, we have news this week.
Yeah.
Actual news. It's been like 3 weeks since we've had news.
The day our friggin' co-host gets snatched up is the day we actually have news. So, I don't know. Fuck.
Oh, no, don't worry. Don't worry. We got this covered. We got this covered.
Yeah, we got this covered. I'll cover the first thing because it requires the least amount of talking, and I feel like my voice is going. Where'd it go? There it is. So, we were all worried about Osa's figure art situation, particularly after Tamashii Nations.
It's something like that.
Basically. And we know that Tatoba's coming in February, Well, now we
Yay!
know. Okay, little Billy. Now we know that Gatakiri
I can
Ba.
beat a putty!
That's more than a certain other Billy. Gatakiri Ba will be released in March.
Hell yeah!
Well, there goes my voice. So I don't know what's going on with the middle forms. I don't even really care. They can go die and not even get released for all I care. But
suck it, bitches.
Basically, I mean, the way I see it, I think they'll probably be released later in like two packs and stuff, like Double was. But
Possum says go eat talk.
I kind of hope they are releasing double packs, because it'll make me feel even less obligated to get them, because they cost more money.
Indeed.
But we'll see. But right now, Gatakiri Ba just looks, like, awesome.
Like for real. Like, you look at this thing, right? Right? And okay, first of all, they pose this thing all epic, like he's just going to come slash your face off. Right? And then they zoom in on details, and you look at the belt. Okay, for real. For real? For real. These metals are painted like the color they're supposed to be. Like, it's pretty. Like, it's probably slightly off, but it's close enough that it's beautiful. And then he has, like, three different Kamakiri blades.
Yeah, he's got one folded up, one for being attached to the arms, and then one that's he can hold.
So whatever your preference in positioning them is, you know, however you want to pose him in his Gatakiri Ba-ness, you can do it with this, and it's amazing. He's so pretty, and it makes me, it makes my wallet cry.
It does.
And a price tag of only 3,000 yen, which, you know, AmiAmi 25% off, that comes down to like, what, like 24 something.
It's not bad at all.
Not bad at all, especially for something that nice.
Huh. Yeah.
That's like a steal. It's like you're robbing from someone. Like a baby. Like you're robbing Dawson's baby. Just robbing it blind.
So basically,
oh, wait.
You're robbing Dawson.
Yeah, pretty much. His baby with Kohana.
So, that's all for toys. Is there really anything else going on? The second catalogs are supposed to be out fairly soon, right?
Yeah, I would imagine the catalog for Double, the catalog listing itself with no pictures came out like around November the 7th last year-ish, somewhere around there, November 5th.
Because I remember you called me, and I was in Walmart. We talked for like an hour about like the Extreme Memory.
Yeah, well, no, Extreme wasn't in Catalog 2. Catalog 2 had Fang, Frog Pod, Beetle Phone, Axle Driver, and Engine Blade.
I'm pretty sure Extreme was there.
No, Extreme wasn't until quarter three. On a couple of days later, we got the picture. So I would assume that this the same time thereabouts this year we'd get Oz's stuff. So in the next week or so, we should hopefully be getting the catalog listing, and we can see about more medals, second rider stuff, all that good things, more Candroid action. So yeah, hopefully we'll get some pictures, and maybe even of obviously some other OCCs, some RHS. So we'll see more forms. Hopefully some all red or all blue will be some greatness.
That'd be nice.
Maybe even all purple. We could see, you know, purple power coins. That'd be sweet. Let's start with the rumors and then go to the pictures, or?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so here we have some O's rumors info, starting with our second rider. So what we've got here, the first rumor info from like really like right the beginning of the week, or last week actually, the stuff from last week that we didn't cover, says second rider created by Kogami to improve upon the O's driver. And both the feet and hands of the rider have holes where it seems cell metals can be inserted. So I guess he's Jesus. And the rider's hand actually transforms in his own arm scanner, which acts like O's. This is updated with a link that says that was posted on CowSpot. I don't know what that is.
CowSpot. That's funny to me.
But the link doesn't work. It's like been taken down or something, I guess, for legal reasons. But
It has info on the second rider's Henshin gun. It comes with three core metals, which it transforms him when put into the gun. It can do form changes and finishing moves by putting cell metals in from other toys. The name of the second rider, maybe Kamen Rider Gil.
Oh, I don't know. That's not true.
Yeah, because I think that's wrong, but that's what this rumor says, but this is probably not right. It says he's rumored to make a cameo appearance in the new film. Well, we got some stuff about dudes in the film. We'll talk about that in a moment. Then it says here, though, that the rumored combos for this rider are, now it's basically going to be everything that you can glitch your O-scanner into making that has a light blue light that isn't a rider. So we have Yadokari, Connie, Ebi, which is a hermit crab, crab, and lobster. Seiuchi, Shirokuma, penguin, which is walrus, polar bear, a penguin. Sasori, Hachimukade, scorpion, bee, centipede, and then Shika, Ushi, gazelle, or a deer, cow, gazelle.
Still panda to deal with.
So, you know, no panda, for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know, I guess they just don't like pandas. I mean, they're cute. I don't understand. They eat bamboo. It's hard to get them to mate. You just give them some panda porn there, and they'll be fine. But then we have some info about future forms. We have that Sagorzo is going to have gravity abilities. That's also known as the white Blaster Beetle Warg form. And then we have Tajador, the all-red form, which it says that he uses a special Taka metal to become this form. It's going to be in the movie first. It has capsules that are launched from the body, which this just sounds fucking stupid. And it gives him the use of different weaponry, including shovel arm, crane arm, drill arm. Apparently they went to Bokinger. Caterpillar leg, cutter wing, and the O cannon, whatever the fuck that is. These capsules, though, may resemble Candroids.
Like, it's so silly, because the first time I read the rumor, that was associated with Birth, not Tajadoru. And then they changed it.
So, I don't understand. It sounds like we've got, like, Bokinger meets Hibiki Kurenai. Hibiki Soko. Where, like, there's double Candroids, and there's going to be, like, armor and weapons. And it's like, really? Could you maybe be a little bit more, like, not dumb? Like, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. I don't know. As Dawson says, I don't know, fuck.
I don't know, fuck.
Because we really don't know at this point. Well, we know a little bit more from some pictures that we got. Which, let's see. I don't know, I guess. Just use the pictures off Dukemon, or just switch over to the other one?
Well, the other one's mostly about the movie, so we're not there yet.
Okay, so we'll start here. But this stuff has the movie too, so I don't know where to start at.
Bleed into it.
Okay. Bleed into it like it's my period. Okay.
Yes.
So we have a bunch of new pictures, O's stuff, looking epic. We have combinations of pictures from the movie, the show, forms, rider. It's just fantastical. So this is I'm assuming we're gonna have Dukemon's blog linked.
Yeah, I'll have Dukemon's blog and Orin's range linked.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do for these pictures, I'm just gonna go down the line on Dukemon's blog, so that people can follow along easier to where I'm talking.
Yep.
And so let's start this journey with us. Let's go. So our first picture here, we see...
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! We see O's. We can see the top of the picture. You'll have to turn your head sideways, unfortunately. You can see Sagozo kind of clearly. You can see a little bit of Gatakiri Ba, Ratorta. It's just showing off the different full combos. And then we see the silhouette of Second Rider, who appears to fit the description of Kamen Rider Birth. We see the U-shaped eyes, the gun. We can't see any of the details too clearly, but it's fit.
What we were told a long while ago about birth, and then we can also see, for those interested, Tsutaja, Pokaboo, Mijimaru probably saying that, look, Ash caught all this in like 5 episodes. Like, really? He could do this like in past seasons, just could catch a bunch of shit? Nothing? Is that, is that on the side of the picture? I don't know. That's just more crap. It's a Japanese magazine, so it's just busy. It's a busy thing. Moving on down, though, we see a fight. The fight scene from the movie between Oz and Double and Kor, who basically looks like a giant flaming Ichigo. So if you combine Ichigo with KRX 50, you just get giant flaming Ichigo. And that's Kor, pretty much, from what we can see, anyway.
Oh, man.
So going down to the next picture, what we have is this is a Pteranodon Yummy, but it is a different-looking Pteranodon Yummy than the one that we saw last time. What we saw last time was when we're talking about a male Pteranodon Yummy. This is a female one. I didn't realize that we had such things. Apparently we do. And then for whatever reason, the picture is posted twice, so if we'll just go past that a little bit, we can see a picture with Shotaro, Philippu, and AG all transforming together. Just then, that just looks epic, because, I mean, come on. It's Shotaro and Philip and AG. I don't even know if there's a way to make that better. I don't
think there is.
There really isn't. And right above it, we see Axel fighting the male Pteranodon Yummy, and you can see there the features looking different. He's more purple, has a male masculine face, and what have you, unlike Teruwi himself. And then moving on down, we see a little bit of Skull, and then we see Axel with his lovely bride. That wasn't like forced or anything. Akiko, and of course it looks like she's got the slipper. And what we see is the memory. Fantastic. I'm not exactly sure what that M is made of, because the picture is a little bit blurry, at least to me.
I think it might try to be looking like a brain.
Yeah, that I could see that. I can see that. It's just I have bad eyes, and it does look a little blurry to me, at least. There's people underneath it. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Because once again, I just have terrible, terrible vision. But it is the memory. It's a green memory. I'm not sure why it's green, but whatevs. You know, that's what they went with. Moving on down now for some epic O's form action. So what we see here is Sagozo, you know, just front, back, side, White Blaster Beetleborg, epic action. We got the number one up here. It looks like he's like flinging dudes in the air. So I guess that's some of his gravity powers. I could be wrong because I can't read Japanese, but I believe this number one up here involves the Psy Head power, which is the gravity ability. Because the way it looks is that number two is the elephant legs, and he's just like using Earthquake, and then it was super effective on Pikachu. Always used Earthquake, and it was super effective. Then it looks like we have, in the third one, the Gorilla ability, which, who does this? The Flying Fists. Which Megazord was it that threw his fists off? Astro Delta Megazord?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was going to say Android 16, but...
So Astro Delta, Astro Delta Mega, Galaxy
Astro Delta Mega
Super. No, it's a Super Galaxy Mega in Mega Ranger, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
For those of you who get pissy about that kind of thing, so that looks like the three abilities are the metals, from what I can tell, and using deductive reasoning, It looks so awesome looking at it full on with a suit picture, and
it does.
And that circle
is my favorite form of O's.
Oh, it's yeah.
Right,
like,
now, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Dino form or anything to compare it to, but I mean, this definitely is beautiful.
You know, we've got, because Rhino Head, so that just screams to me Geki Chopper, and I love Geki Chopper. Then we got giant gorilla arms, and that reminds me of something that I can't place right now with giant arms. But it's just epic looking, and the center chest piece is just beautiful. That's one of my favorite parts of the O's design, really, is that center piece. I don't know about anyone else, but I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
And then the black gorilla legs just top it off.
Except
and
the legs are elephants, but
oh, it's see, this is just like in my Candy Toy review. I'm like, here's the DK Complete Metal. We can see the double logo on it. I'm testing you to see if you're paying attention.
Yep.
The elephant legs and having the metals in a belt in that little progression of like the white, gray, black. Just I don't know, something about that just seems cool to me too. But enough about that one picture that took like an hour. It was a cool picture. We have another cool picture of Sagozo like blazing through. I don't even know who this fucking yummy is, but almost like an insect. I can't even tell.
Let me look.
All I know is this yummy's getting pwned. And
I don't know what that is. It looks like one of the enemies from Magi Ranger.
Yeah. But what you can see really good is the rhino portion of the centerpiece, which we really haven't seen too much of. We've seen gorilla up close before and the elephant. But I mean, seeing the whole thing together, and really this is also our first form without any portion of the gold circle.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that completely.
Because the gold circle is only with Takatora and Bata, so we actually have something without gold on it. And quite frankly, it looks awesome. Jinx, get Des! Oh, I'm sorry. I've still been playing Heart Gold. I was trying to catch Jinx, and I got excited. So our final picture from Dukemon's blog shows Rattata with his Rattata epicness, because, I mean, that lion head is just pretty. And we see the Toeride vendor. So it's showing the top of the picture or whatever. It's cut off, but it's showing the top, the Toric Android combining with the ride vendor to make the Toeride vendor. And it's just pretty. You know, I don't know if there's anything you want to say about any of these pictures, because I've been going on about these.
No, you pretty much covered everything. Like, the Tride vendor looks cool, particularly with Rattatan. It's just so black and yellow. It just fits.
So black and yellow, you can't even handle it.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid using that. Sagozo is like the coolest thing ever. As much as I like the whole big cat scheme, it's definitely the coolest looking form of O's so far. Just totally badass. As for the double movie stuff that we haven't heard, we already talked about, I've made comments about those. And Birth, I mean, there's very little there. It gives me a mixed vibe between like Ixa and New Deno, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
In the way the helmet's shaped. And the fact that he's using a gun. So, he's very Ixa-ish to me, but he looks cool. We'll have to see what his suit actually looks like when he's on a hand-drawn silhouette.
Yeah.
I give my thumbs up approvals.
Alright, well let's see what Dawson has to say. Well, I got Birth here. I don't know, fuck. I gotta see more of his suit first. But then we got the white Blaster Beetleborg, and he's just awesome because he's the white Blaster Beetleborg. You know, because he likes to say that phrase like 8 fucking times in a row. Something wrong with him. And then we got a male and a female yummy. I don't know what the hell that's about. That's just. And then Terui, he's just gay. He's calling Terui gay. I don't know. And then Akiko, she's just like a dolphin. Like, why would you marry a dolphin? And then Skull's in the picture, so it's okay because Skull's cool. Yeah, and then I don't know about that Toeride vendor because I don't like the lion head. Lion head sucks.
It's got whiskers. So I don't know.
Got whiskers. I don't know. Fuck. It's just so stupid. But the bike looks okay, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
What? That's all he ever says, really.
It's true.
Right, he's going to come back and be like, no, I say more than that.
I don't know, fuck.
You're getting mad at me. Let's check Ami Ami. Nope, nothing yet.
Damn it.
It's like we're taking a station identification pause for Ami Ami. So now we're going to the Orange Range blog thing.
Yeah.
That has more pictures from the movie and such. The post entitled Bats, Mummies, and More Skull. Because let's face it, folks.
We always need never, more skull.
Yeah, you can never have too much skull. And it's just so pretty. So, the first picture we have up for discussion is the first two dopants that appeared in Futo. So we have the bat and the spider dopant looking all Showa-y. Because that's the whole idea. And also the whole point is, for any of those who are unaware, the bat and spider were the first two monsters fought by Ichigo. And typically, they're the first two enemies fought really by any Kamen Rider. Spider Imajin was the first thing we saw in Kiba. Bat... Wait, did I say Spider Imajin?
Yeah, you did.
God damn. Spider Fangire with his little puppets. The Bat Imajin in Den-O was the first thing he fought. You know, so there's a pretty standard history going all the way through of bats and spiders being the first thing. I think there was some kind of a bat thing that Kuga fought first. I don't really remember, but I know they frequently do the whole bat and spider thing. Plus, it's fun because it's two of our memory gadgets.
Yep. I wonder where Shiro got the ideas for those.
Yeah. So, we see this really skinny chick who I'm not even sure if I like her or not yet because I don't know. It makes it bigger. She's okay. She's really skinny though. And the character is Erin Komori. She's the, if you couldn't tell by the name, Komori, the bat dopant. because they're real secretive about these kinds of things. Like, can't figure it out. It's like when they give the red Sentai guy in the show, like, a last name with Aka in it. Like, like I don't know which color is he. And so, let's see. She's a guy memory dealer. She puts the memory in her neck. Obviously, it's a bat. That makes sense. We still don't know yet, though, who is the spider door pants. We see
Akiko.
Skulls.
Even though it looks a lot like a guy.
What, the chick?
No, the spider fang guy.
Oh,
it's got a very Frankensteinish looking head to me.
Yeah, kind of. I can see that. And then Skull's first transformation... is shown. It says it's not a complete transformation. It's called the Crystal Skull for you Shia LaBeouf Indiana Jones fans. Or if you just like, you know, alien things involving crystal skulls, because there are, for anyone who's not aware, there are crystal skulls. I mean, it's based in something. I don't know if it's actually based on aliens. I mean, the legend is aliens, but who knows if they actually exist. I mean, we do have Shuki, so. There we go. I mean, Clefairy and Starmie are aliens, so I don't know. And Deoxys, I guess. But then we have... it says its hidden powers will be revealed. And let's see. Apparently it says here, Skull having hidden powers is also kind of a shout-out to the original Skull Man, which was Shotaro Ishinomori's creation before Kamen Rider, for those who...
Skull's basically like a living homage to Skullman in all ways, shape, and form.
Basically, a Skullman had psychic powers, so the whole hidden powers thing is a tribute to that. And then we have a young Shroud. I don't know what young means, because she's got like that whole like Boris and Natasha haircut look going.
She really does.
Like, we will find moose and squirrel. All right. Whatever. I mean, I thought it was bat and spider, but if you want moose and squirrel, we can do moose and squirrel. Be a little hard finding a moose in Japan, but whatever. I mean, I know somewhere you can find a bunch of dead moose, but that's not near Japan. Squirrel we could do. We have that Batman thing. So they're in the basement. They're making the Revolgary together, her and Narumi Sokichi. And then we see her using her Shroud Magnum and Bomb Memory to fight the Door Pants. And I think that's the last picture from the past, because now we go back to the present. We see Heat Joker fighting the male Teriyami. I mean, you can see in this picture really good the male face and how it looks different from the female one in the picture on Dukemon's blog. This is a frightening picture, at least to me, and I'm sure it probably made KRX50 wet his pants at least once or twice. Teruhi's on the ground. Looks like he's crying. He probably got beat by his wife. You know, he's... Now that Kirihiko is dead, they need a new battered husband for the show. So Akiko's in her wedding dress with the Axel driver and probably the memory, too. And, like, she's going to go be Axel. And Shoto and Philip just look on like, whoop. I don't know.
I don't know, fuck.
Yeah. And then we see Hina, the strong chick from Oz, and this ballerina girl. They're just there. Oh, fuck.
The ballerina see, like, is apparently the person that they're using to make the yummies.
Ah, okay. You're right. Whatever. So we see, like, it looks like a dig site where they're digging up the mummy of the was it the Nobunaga guy? Yep. We see Kogami and his people in where they're growing the homunculus so the jelly substance appears and disappears with many cell metals, so that's slightly frightening. Oz, we see a picture of Oz with the escaped Nobunaga, some young guy, he calls him Nobu. He follows him around. The next picture is a bunch of businessmen who are working for an IT company. Then in the next picture, it's kind of a threefold picture here. The left picture in it has the female Teriyami created from the words dance more. The Yoroi Musha Kaijin his incomplete form, it says, in the middle. On the right is his complete form. He uses swords and other weapons. And if you look, you can see crab, lobster, and scorpion parts on him. His left arm is clearly a crab claw. Lobster claw. Some kind of a crustacean claw. I have no idea. I'm not an animal expert, all right? I don't do animals for a living.
That's good.
You know, I mean, that's not how I roll. You know, I'm not on a farm where you just do the sheep and they just go, man, they like, you know, they just take it. I don't know. That's what I hear anyway. It's possible, since we see these animals here, some relation to Second Rider, maybe, possibly. Don't know. Could be. Do you know? I don't know. If you know, please tell me. Exactly. Our final picture, though, shows Oz Tatoba with his metal Jalibur looking kind of scared from the way he's standing there.
Yeah, he's edgy. He's always scared.
This is true. And we see double Cyclone Joker Extreme with, for some reason, just a Prism Sword. I don't know where the Bicker Shield is.
He dropped it.
He, like, lost it somewhere. I don't know. Maybe it's still stuck to Wally.
Maybe.
And what is this? Oh. Matt. Matt came back from being snatched up.
We rescued one. It's like the Chilean miners.
Well, first, let's finish this. It's Cyclone Joker Extreme fighting. They're fighting Core and Tajador. Might appear during this fight or whatever. So about rescuing Matt, this is what I think happened. Okay, is that he was talking to his woman about Kirby Epic Yarn, and he mentioned how Shuki had related it to Kirby meets Joanne Fabrics, And she was all, Joanne Fabrics, let's go. Let's decorate. And then they got lost there. And so he's been stuck at the Joanne Fabrics. But we saved him. We rescued him. And he's somewhere around, closer at least than the douche and rider. You know, so whatever. I don't know what we're doing there. But that's, I believe, it for our movie discussion.
I hate it because I'm so excited for the movie. And it takes so long for us to get it.
I know, right?
I mean, I don't remember when we got Begins Night.
I don't even know either. I forgot. I have to open these pictures again so that I can give Dawson's opinion. All right. So. All right. We got these dopants, and they're pretty cool. And then we got this Yenny chick, and she's like, I don't know, fuck. And then Crystal Skull. That just makes me think of like Lewis Stevens, and he's like, ah. And it's all like, I found Bumblebee, but then he got like attacked by a police car. Yeah. And then there's Shroud, and she's all, I can't eat, I'm sad face. I don't know how to eat this food. I admit defeat. And then it looks like Sokichi's over there like peeing on the wall.
It's funny because it's true. It's exactly what he looks like. He's like, hold on, let me draw the schematics for the Rebel game. Is there C? He like wrote his name.
And then there's Akiko, and there's more dolphin action. I think her translator is broken. And there's Terui, and that's just funny because he's been beaten by her, and because he's all gay. And that's what you get. You marry a termite, and just eats your wood.
Oh God.
And he's going to kill us. You know that, right?
Yes.
But it's funny, though.
Continue, awesome.
I can't think of anything else with these pictures, so we're just going to move on now.
Okay. I think you've actually said more than he would, so.
Probably.
Gokaiju.
Oh, wait, we have one bit of Ghost Sager news.
Oh, yes.
It's actually slightly relevant
because he's actually like the only good part of the show.
Yeah, and as the Ghost Sager correspondent, I am compelled to talk about it. We have a picture confirming what many feared would not happen, which is the return of Blade Run. This time, he is not Blade Run of the Meteor or whatever the fuck he was the first time. And he's not Chupacabra, no Blade Run. He is Cyborg, no Blade Run in giant R-U-N English letters. Looking all like a giant Gundam robot thing with metal scanners on each side of his belt. And, look, those are giant metal scanners.
They really are.
And this picture, it shows all three of his forms, and it shows Metal Alice and Robogog, and I don't know. Somebody said something about he has no memory from the whole cyborg process. But in any case, I don't know. What's probably going to happen is he either is faking amnesia, or he's going to like remember at some point, overthrow them, and become like the big bad or some crap because it's Blade Run.
He's going to be the big bad of the show, probably.
Yeah, that's why I have to say. Like, I'm thinking he's faking.
I mean, he's been in the show since the beginning. There's no reason for him to stay around if they didn't have some sort of big plan for him.
Now we're on to Gokaiju stuff as well as Gokaiju versus Shinkenju.
Ghost Sager versus Shinkenju.
That too. Look, it's wishful thinking, okay? We're just going to skip the Ghost Sagers completely.
That's true.
So am I going to keep talking or...
Yeah, I don't really feel like talking, to be honest.
Oh, okay. I forgot Dawson's opinion of Blade Run coming back. It's like, well, I like Blade Run. He's the coolest part of the show, but it's Ghost Sager. I just, I don't care. I hate it so much. I just don't care anymore. I don't want to say anything else. It's Ghost Adrian. It sucks so bad. I hate it. Basically, every time he needs to give an opinion on Ghost Adrian, he says, I hate it 60 times. I don't want to say anymore and just keep saying I hate it. So starting off with Gokaiger rumors, I'm just going to start at the top. This is also from Dukemon's blog, so for anyone following, it's under all that O's crap. Let's see. I think we might have mentioned this part last week, which is that the rumored actor for Gokai Red is the guy who plays Kotaro / Kamen Rider New Denno. That'd be nice just because I like that guy. But rumor at this point, so nothing really to say that it's anywhere near confirmed. Mostly because, quite honestly, I don't believe that Toei has done Horing Denno. And what with Takeru Sato being a busy bee these days, New Denno seems the way to go. So what we have is we have Ranger colors, where most we're not really sure, but most rumors are pointing to the standard scheme of red, blue, yellow, green, pink. That's fine, whatever. Says their transformation item rumored to be the Ocean Phone. So fantastic, they got creative this year.
More phones,
wait,
that's what we fucking need.
Mecha rumors. It says that the main robot is the aforementioned the pirate ship. Is in fact to be based on Noah's Ark. It says it makes sense if the Gokaigers uses a system of auxiliary mecha like animals that you can store in this ark, possibly 2x2, so that they may mate with each other during the commercial breaks.
A little mecha robot sex.
And the robot's supposed to be quite bulky, resembling Gosei Ground. And it says the mecha are rumored to be called the Gokai Sea Beasts, each one having the motif of a sea creature. Gokai Red Sea Beast is the Gokai Whale. It's Dukemon's guess, you know, which is no better than any of our other ones, but, you know, it's probably the best guess that we have at this point, that the whale could actually transform on its own and be like a carrier for the others. Because earlier rumors pointed to a mothership and four animals, with the four forming the arms and legs. So the whale could be a mothership type thing. Plus the Ranger Strike set of cards now features a new mothership factor. So that there's that possibility. Gokai Blue Sea Beast is the Gokai Seiuchi, which if you paid attention during the O stuff is Walrus. Gokai Green Sea Beast is Gokai Squid. Oh, this is just getting fun and stupider as we go along. Gokai Yellow Sea Beast is Gokai Mijumaru. Gokai Rako, Sea Otter. And then Gokai Pink Sea Beast is Gokai Kurion, which is a Cleone, a clitoris. Yeah. / Sea Angel. I don't know what that is.
It's Fione.
Oh, it's Feeny. Okay.
Feeny. Feeny.
So then it's Ranger Strike stuff.
We don't have to do this.
Yeah, just talking about O's forms and riders and crap. I don't know. And then we have Gosager versus Shinkinger. So it's like when you put poo in the middle of, like, your good food. It just kind of ruins the good food. Like, oh, here's a steak. Somebody rubbed poo on it. Oh, that's ruined my steak. That's kind of what this is. It says, Nisei Shinken Red appears with a fake Shinken Red. One no Shitari attacks Gosei tonight, which makes sense because he's the only one they didn't kill by the time the show was over. A group of 12 Nanashi challenges the Yurmai Jews. So I guess Shitari has 12 apostles. And they come challenge the Yurmai Jew. Gokaiger appear. Hooray. Put that. And it says it was rumored for a while that an evil Shinken Red would appear. And the Shitara coming back was obvious. Yurmai Jew being movie is interesting, but it makes sense because the Versus movies take place before they're released. So what we have is the remainder of War Star was in Gosager movie, you know, even though they were fighting Yurmai Jews at the time. You're My Jew is in Gosei vs. Shinken, even though right now they're fighting Matarintis. So it says possibly that, you know, Matarintis could return for Gokai vs. Super Sentai, maybe? I don't know. We're not sure what the 12 Nanashi thing's about, but I don't know. Maybe, like I said, it could be 12 constellations. I don't know. Could be 12 apostles. Could be just a baker's dozen because we're bored. Even though baker's dozen is technically 13. Maybe just an actual dozen of Nanashi. That's all that's left. I don't know. But since Gokai is going to be in the team up, we should be getting photos of the team fairly soon. So, hooray? Question mark?
Yeah, it depends what they look like.
Yeah, like I'm saying, hooray? Question mark. So
still
I don't know.
Still no medals, by the way.
Still no medals. Well, fuck that shit. So I don't know if you would like to give. Why is the 2011 Sentai thread talking about Tyler Perry? Fuck.
I don't know. I'm dying, so.
Oh, they're probably talking about people cross dressing, is what it is. Because Tyler Perry does that with Madea. Yeah. I love Tyler Perry. Anyway, so you give your opinion.
Because that entire thread was talking about how the Ghost Sagers dress up in the other team's uniforms during the versus special cinema thing that they play, and they're posting, and like Hyde was in Hurricane Blue skirt and stuff. It was kind of gross.
Oh God.
He had this like really gay look on his face too. So Ghost Saver Shinkenger, I'm looking forward to it just because it's Shinkenger. I kind of wish it was like Shinkenger versus Shinkenger. That would have been a lot better to me, but whatever.
We won't be able to have giant, like... not giant, what the fuck am I saying? We won't be able to have, like, Sosuke just coming in and be like, let's go, Bumper, we're leaving. We'll see you soon for tea.
Just picks him up and leaves.
Oh, by the way, that Yami, we couldn't figure out what it was that was fighting Sagozo.
Yeah.
There's a better picture of it in the O's rumor thread. It's the Ageha butterfly Yami.
Okay.
So it was a bug.
We're right about that, at least.
I'm right about everything.
Yep. Okay. Gokaiger, I don't know. The rumors seem fine, but, like, I don't know. I need visuals.
I need lots of visuals.
I'm a very visual person, and I want this to look good before I make judgments on it. Like, it sounds like it could be fun, and the toys would be okay. But, I mean, I want to see everything before such judgments are made. As far as the casting goes, I could see Kotaro's actor being a red. Whether he would be or not, I don't think so. But I can see his personality type being a fit for red, but...
He'd be a better red than that piece of shit we have now.
Indeed.
So... Let's see if Dawson wants to weigh out on this. I don't know. Sentai's just so bad lately with Ghost Sager. It just pissed me off. Makes me not even excited about Gokaiger. Like, I want to be, because then Ghost Sage will be over. But I don't know, because the way it's going, it's just getting worse. And then they got a phone again. And then now they got Noah's Ark brought in on this. I don't know. And they're using the animals, and I don't even know what these things are. I'm just confused and stupid, and I'm a dummy. And then Ghost Sager versus Shinkenger. I don't want to see the Ghost Sagers. Then they're bringing in Gokaiger. Can we just have Shinkengers? Like, I like those guys. I hate Ghost Sager. Ghost Sager fucking sucks. Can't even be excited about the Shinkengers coming back because Ghost Sager has to be in it.
You almost make a better Dawson than Dawson.
Yeah, it's because Dawson doesn't comment on anything. He's too busy, like, in his hobo seat. Like, relaxing and brushing his teeth or something.
Yep.
So, yeah.
HLJ has a banner to Big Bad Toy Store at the top of their page.
Oh, no, I saw that, and I just tried to walk away.
I'll walk away from that.
Okay, nothing against Big Bad Toy Store, but why would you go to Big Bad Toy Store for figure arts? Oh, it's American shipping. Yeah, except they charge like $40 a figure art.
Yeah, like, oh, it's better shipping. Yeah, but the price is a lot more, so it balances out, if not, screws you even more. But, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to do, if that's what you want to do, you just do it to your heart's content, I guess.
So, I think that's all?
I think so. I can't think of anything else that happened that we need to discuss.
I don't either, so.
So I guess that means it's time for the episode summaries.
Indeed.
Okay, would you want to explain how this is going to work so that way people don't, like, they don't panic when they hear Ghost Ager?
Apparently Rising Mighty's, there's a picture of Rising Mighty. Like he's getting shipped or something. I don't know, fuck. Anywho. Oh, God.
What?
Nothing. Stop texting me. Basically, what we're doing is we're going to let the whole Ghost Ager yay or nay vote continue. I said stop. For another week, we'll do the Ghost Ager summary this week. Currently, we've got like 8 votes for shove it and 2 votes for I like Ghost Ager. So, basically, it's looking like the people that are, I like Ghost Ager, are fucked. Which they probably would be anyway, because they like Ghost Ager.
And we'll probably get snatched up by some idiot in the projects when they're not looking.
So, basically, it's looking like we aren't going to do Ghost Ager after this week. Instead, we'll figure out what we're going to do. should we cancel Ghost Ager, we'll replace it with something. We'll figure it out, and we'll let you know next week, but... tentatively, this is probably going to be the last Ghost Ager summary. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know about last, because I would feel obligated to do the finale at least.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I talked it over with my friend when we were discussing whether we would continue to do this or not. And he said that we should at least do the finale, because it's the finale, and I completely agreed. Finales are finales. I mean, it's worth celebrating the fact that it's over.
Yeah, a finale. So, like, the last couple of episodes would probably do, like, because you can't just do, like, 49 or whatever it is.
Yeah, like, the first, like, 2 before that. Wherever it starts, like, the big finale arc. Like, when people start dying left and right and shit.
Yeah. But for the most part, it'll be pretty much done with that piece of crap.
So now on to the Ghost Ager summary.
Alright, time for happy fun time.
Let me get my Doritos.
Let me take my pants off. Well, I did say happy fun time, so. I mean, whatever has to get you through Ghost Ager, I guess. Yeah. Yep. Cocaine, whatever, I don't know. That's what it takes to, like, keep yourself awake during the program. I mean, I know when I watched this episode, I was playing, I think, Heart Gold. So, that's what I did. I, like, raped the Safari Zone and just, like, caught, like, everything that I could find in there. Not, like, 20,000 Tauros, because I'm not as stupid.
Where did the shout box go?
What?
It's gone.
What? It's gone.
The shout box. HEU. It's gone.
Oh.
I was going to go chat with people during the Ghost Ager summary.
Oh, what a faggot.
I'm sorry.
You know, like I'm not some kind of little freak who captures like a billion Tauros, but I got like one of everything I could find, and I raped it. It was fun. But anyway, so Ghost Ager. Let's see. I don't even remember what happened. So this we're on 34. Last week's episode was, the debut of Matt Tarentis Empire. Bunch of robots. Bunch of bastards.
Beep, bop, boop.
It starts off basically, okay, Datus is explaining who Matt Tarentis is, where they came from.
So, advanced civilization, peaceful continent. 4,500 years ago, continent shift. It sank to the bottom of the sea. All that was left was this one robot, Robogog, Mezogog, whatever his name is.
Mezogog.
Robo-Mezogog with a giant horn on his head. And he made his machine empire. They've been watching. They've been learning. They've been waiting.
So he's kind of like King Mondo mixed with Mezogog?
Something like that.
Okay.
Except without the bitchy wife and the annoying child and the little gay doorman. Yes, Your Highness, right away. Do you have to talk that way? Like, is it really required? Whoa, okay, King Mondo. Like,
he was a what? Scottish robot.
It was a Scottish robot.
I'm not sure how a robot would get a Scottish accent.
And then a little boy or whatever Orbis was supposed to be, a little girl, I don't know.
The little thing, it just kind of leached onto things and made them big.
I'm pretty sure Orbis, this is what it was. Orbis was like a horny teenager. Because he would go up to things, right? Stick out his little nozzle thing and like inject them with his liquid. That's all I'm saying. All
right. What else? That's,
now that we just had like a gross mental image of Orbis mating with things.
That's what happens on this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. So they're all talking and Nozomu's scared and they're like, it's okay, we'll do good. We are awesome. And it's like, have you watched the last 33 episodes? Because I did. You guys blow. Like, wow. Like, for real?
For real.
Like, you blow worse than Wheelchair's girlfriend. Like, dang. And I mean, that's like blowing worse than air. So they're like, we got to win. Burp derp. And, you know, humans and, I don't know, slave labor and something. I don't know. And then we see the robots and Metal Alice is like, hey, if we take that last robot and we just like up his defense this much and his offense this much, then we can definitely win. And then Robogog's like, okay. And apparently he has like 10 abilities and the first one's an ingenious brain. So that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
People are going to serve us, yada, 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 nothing important here. And then it goes all, Aisuru Hoshiwa, Mamoru Tame Umae. I needed VZ17 to come back for our epic finale.
No.
Your mother. So, and this opening features Gosei Ultimate and the Maturin disguise in the opening now. Well, for whatever that's worth. Let's see, where are we? And apparently it's special note here, the whoever the typesetter is for TV Nihon, it's their birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So Nozomu's got his drawings of these retards spread out. He's like, we're about good thing night, where is he? Like, he doesn't like us, we suck. So he leaves after every battle. Either that or he has to just go potty and he never comes back. He gets lost on the way back from the bathroom and Nozomu's all concerned and it's like, no, it's okay. It'll be fine. It's base. They attack. He'll come. So then we see this robot. It's like Zankite 2.
Zanki.
Yeah. But he's nowhere near as epic as Zanki, but. So, and then like the robots go and fight and he's explaining, they're explaining how he's been powered up and power up, and he just totally stops Gosei Dynamic in its tracks. It's pretty awesome. And then he pwns them. He basically explains that, okay, wait, hold on. Okay, Mataroids basically live by a warped version of Asimov's Three Laws of Robotics. Right? For anyone who's seen iRobot or has read books by Isaac Asimov and know about the three laws of robotics. So basically, Mataroids have their own three laws, which is that they're not going to obey humans. That's the first law. The second law is, scroll forward, two, Mataroids must punish humanity. And
The third one is go forward, stop, kill Alata and get on with it. Three, it doesn't matter if they break the first or second law, but a Mataroid must protect itself. Which essentially it's the exact opposite, in fact, of the three laws of robotics. So Ghostly Knight shows up and Metal Alice tries to be like, look, there's no reason for you to fight us, okay? You were fighting them, you're my Jews, because they were trying to dirty the earth. We don't care about that. We just want to turn humans into our servants. We couldn't give a shit about the earth. It's fine. So they dirtied the earth anyway. Just let that shit happen. Earth will be fine. So, oh, damn it. So let's see. They're talking some more bullshit. I don't know. They leave. Ghostly Knight wants to go think and brood or something. I don't know. Nozomu's drawing a picture of Ghostly Knight to go with everybody else's. And
think and brood. He wants to be you.
You know what? You know what? Your mother. How's that sound? Okay, your mother. Then we see Ghostly Knight looking over the people of the city, thinking, and Alata and Nozomu come up and they're like, "Hey, Ghostly Knight, I drew you a picture. It's better than Alata's." It's like, yeah, because Alata draws like a 3-year-old on crack. And they're talking, and he remembers Nozomu helping him, and he's concerned about the earth, and they're like, but it's okay, we're smiley face. So apparently, I don't know, it looks like the robot guy goes where, like, the You're My Jews were hiding out, and is like, we're going to build our base here. It's like, what? We did this already. This, like, isn't this where we found Queen, like, in this, like, cave area? Like, seriously, we just keep using this place. Or, you know, we just fight people here all the time. So, like, look, our specs, you're going to win. And, like, our mission isn't about specs. It's about being epic gumball machine. And so Nozomu was like, hey, fight with them. And he's like, derp a derp. And he remembers Nozomu saving him. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go fight with the derp a derps. And they're going epic gumball machine, and it's not working. But they're going to keep resisting and keep fighting. And Ghostly Knight shows up, and he's going to fight too. And then they get Dion transformed, and they're still going to fight and be fags. And they get, like, almost killed. And Ghostly Knight, like, he's watching them. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Should I really help them? And he sees their determination, and he's like, oh, humans, burp a derp. I don't even know, man. He decides to fight, and he saves them, and let's see. It's all about the ones who will create tomorrow or the humans living on the earth. I don't even know what that means. And so Ghostly Knight saves them. He starts poning the dude. They go back to Cho Tensoing, and then they do a Miracle Ghostly Knight dynamic, which is just a Miracle Ghostly dynamic shot at the same time as a Knight dynamic. Nothing special about it, really. So Metal Alice runs away, summons the BB Nails. This monster grows giant. We get Ghostly Ultimate, though, and Ghostly Ground. They do some fighting. They do some more fighting. They Ultimate Charge, and they blow him up. And Ghostly Knight gets his little picture. And they're going to fight together from now on. Damn it. He turns into a header and he goes flying off. He's like, I'm awesome. And Alta's all, did you hear that? He called him Nozomu, derp. And then it goes all Sora ni Kagayaku Rainbow.
Rainbow.
And then it was done. So yeah, that's how Ghost Sager went down. And I mean, It was better insofar as we learned who Matherintis was, where they came from, and what their motivation is. And that was about it.
Yep.
That's really all I gleaned as important from this episode is, you know, anything you wanted to know about Matherintis explained in about 5 minutes by Datus. So yeah. We'll go on to you.
Yeah. I mean, you pretty much. Do I really have $5 in borders? badass. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you pretty much covered it. Like, we find out about their backstory, yeah, but that's about it. I mean, at this point, who really cares? We've gone through three groups of enemies, and they all sucked.
Something like that, yes. That'd be a good way of putting it.
So instead of keeping, like, one group of enemies that we can relate to, we've gotten three groups of enemies that all sucked. So, I don't know. What do you think, Dusham?
Dusham's like, ah, it's this Ghost Sager, it sucks, I hated it. I don't want to talk about this shit, this is terrible. Let's just go on to O's. So, that's really all he wants to say. I agree with Dusham. Yeah, we all agree with the Dusham. Just probably because he's a big fat douche.
Yep.
So, those
Doritos are good.
Really, they're good. Uh-huh. That's fantastic. So now, are you actually gonna pay attention for the O's summary, or are you gonna?
Yeah, I pay attention to the O's one.
Oh, okay.
I'll put my Doritos away.
Oh, okay. You're putting away the Doritos. There's a reason I got on Wikipedia and I completely forgot what it was.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. I don't know why I got on here, so I'll close that. Let me get. Not seven, six. All right, so we are on O's, episode 6.
Yay!
Yay! We got the three things that happened last time. Kogami contacts AG and Ankh. Yummy eggs are incubating, and O's got three of Yuva's core medals. I'm basically going to have to try and talk and go unk unk every 3 seconds at the same time.
I'll try to keep up with the unk unks.
Okay, because you know that faggot says it like every time I say his name. So it starts off basically the way we ended, which is Fruit Roll-Up Arm catching the medals from Yuva, and Yuva's chest armor exploding. He's like, oh, giggle. Three in a set. Derp. And Yuva's like, looks like a tactical retreat is in order.
Looks like rain.
So I should probably get the piss out of here before I leave. And he's like, Unk, why are you trying to get like... Thank you. See, exactly. He does that shit. Why are you trying to get all the core medals besides your own? And he's like, well, we're greeds. This is greed. So deal with it. And he's like, touche. Like, touche, Dusham. So I'll go be greedy too. TTFN, ta-ta for now. Get my medals back. And he bounces away like a tigger. And then...
I wish she did. That'd be awesome.
And then we see, like, strong girl and rich girl, and she's all sad face because, oh, I have no money, derp, I'm poor. And it's like, welcome to the club. And, AG's trying to, like, why do you want the medals and stuff? He's like, well, you want them because that's, you know, you get them because you want them. And it's like, oh, you want underwear. And he's like, that's kind of different. I need pants too. And he's like, so what happens if you get all the medals? Nothing. Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. And he's like, okay, look, this is how it works. Yuva's medals are in three types, right? So three medals. He's like, oh, Kuwagata, Bata, Kamakiri. Okay. It's like he's Mr. S. Right, he's just all confused and trying to figure it out, and then we get this awesome like picture that is now my computer background, my phone background.
It's mine too.
Yeah, which it starts off and it shows like the heads of the five greeds sideways and they're colored like red, yellow, green, blue, and gray. And it says all greeds have three types of core metals, which anyone who looks at my stuff now knows by heart. And then it covers them up with their five, the five of them with their three core medals. But it only shows the picture for
Taka, Tora, Chita, Kuwagata, Kamakiri, and Bata. For the others, they're all the right color, so we get to see what colors, you know, Condor and Peacock and Whale and Taco and Unagi are. But it just shows the back design with the different amount of lines. So every time I look at this, I think these lines must mean something, but if only I knew what. This might help me somehow. So they're like, you know, we got these three, you know, of a kind, and we've been mixing and matching, but now we can use all three of a set. And so that's going to, and he's like, yeah, it's going to give you a lot of power. It's a metal combo, but it could be dangerous and stuff. So you'll see the true power of the metals. Hooray. And then it goes all. You count the metals, what, two at three, life goes on, anything goes, coming up, oh. Yeah. Okay. That's all, counts the metals. How many metals can O's use?
Too many.
Yeah, pretty much. So he gets back on the bike and tosses AG the Takatora and Bata medals, and he's like, look, I really don't like trusting you with these, but the fact of the matter is, I need you alive. So I basically have to give you medals so that you can stay alive. I'm going to go find that Kogami guy and take care of this crap. So you just deal with that yummy. You do your yummy shit. He's like, okay. So Yuva goes up to Kizaru and he's like, dude, what the fuck, man? Like, why are you holding out on me? You got my medal. You know, Ankh Ankh told me. And he's like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. That ain't my baby. That, he ain't got my nose. That's not my child, Maury. You know, that, she lying. She a hoe. And he's like, man, you got tricked, yo. He's a liar. You know that. He good at that kind of thing, man. And he was all like, yeah, you're right. And then he goes and knocks over these stools that Gamera was setting up. And he's like, my castle, derp.
I said when I was watching it, it reminds me of Eeyore.
It does. And Mizuru's all like, you know, calm down. No fighting. Miami's going to get us a lot of medals. We can share. They'll get around just like I do. Just like Wheelchair's girlfriend. And this is a good human I picked. And she's up in her little room. And she's all like, I can't shop. I'm going to lose my stuff. I can't live here. Where am I going to store my stuff? I don't know what to do. I'm scared. So AG's all like, I don't know where to search. And he sees Goto, our ride vendor guy.
Resident douchebag.
Yeah. Which means he's the perfect candidate for second rider.
Yep.
And he calls him over, shows him a computer. I'm not sure if this is an Apple product or not. It might be. I don't know. But it's a video feed of the chick's apartment place showing the yummies going crazy. And he's like, that's probably not normal. And then comes Taka and Batak Android, and they're all giggle face. And so he rolls off. And she's like, why are you still here, strong girl? What's up? Like, he's like, no, it's Kay. And let's talk about this. And AG confronts him and is like, yeah, you got them monsters up there? It's probably not good, you know? And she goes away into the elevator. She throws her money at AG, and like strong girl, like pries open the elevator with her bare hands, freaks the chick out until she lets her leave. And AG's picking up the girl's money. And let's see, she's she's all like, you know, the strong girl's all like, I mean, it looks like you said you stick your hand out to help, but you're getting some money. And he's like, no, it's Kay, like. Everybody wants stuff. That's fine. It's not what you know, that you have desire. It's what you do with that desire. It's kind of like Batman when he goes all, what is it?
it's not what you. What did he say?
What are you talking about?
In the Batman Begins, when he goes all like crazy voice, and he says the thing back to Katie Holmes that she said to him, but I forgot what the statement was. Something about it's not what you do; it's who you are underneath, or it's the other way around. I forget. But it's kind of like that. Meanwhile, our friend Ankh has found Kogami.
It's funnier when you do it.
Okay, and he's like, yeah, you know, I really don't know if I want to give you my medals. I'm not comfortable with that. So, you know, that's just how it's going down. And Kogami's like, all right, look, buddy, look, here's the way it works. We both want medals, all right? It's give and take.
Give and take.
And Ankh is all like, look, I like take. I'm not so good with that giving thing. I'm not really a fan. You know, I didn't push the like button on Facebook where it said giving. I pushed like by Kenji Matsuda. But giving, not really. Not so much, no. So we see the rich girl, and she's just going all shooky. She just keeps buying things on the internet like crazy. Like, I need one of these, and one of these, and one of these. It's like, okay, you have no money. I must keep buying. Okay.
I like how the store she was at like had a warning. Like, it's like you have too much stuff in your cart. You cannot continue.
Yeah, it's like they know she has compulsive buyer syndrome. Meanwhile, the piranha yummy eggs hatch and they're climbing down the building. And then, oh crap! I have to get my shit ready for this. And oh god, I'm not ready. And so AG pulls out his medals. Oh god. And he goes all yeah. So now we see back up in the Kogami place and he's like, oh, okay, I see. Kogami's like, I see how it's going. What you're gonna do is you're gonna kill me and just use the system for yourself. You want the take. You don't want to give. And he's like, nah, you see what I'm seeing, boy. This how it is. And Kogami's like, no. You don't understand, right, little hot secretary? And she's like, that's right. You just can't do that. You see, it's the Kogami dude's will that is keeping this going. And it's like, what? And so he gets a call saying there's a yummy going on. Oz is fighting it. So we get a camera feed of the battle. We see Oz putting a medal into a ride vendor, and he's pushing the button, and nothing's happening.
It's right? So funny.
Just absolutely nothing. He's like, "Whoa, it's not working." And he says he's going to beat them off with a bike, which just sounds dirty. And because I don't even know how you can do that. I mean, that's like some sick German thing. I don't know what they do over there. They just have some nasty stuff. And like the stuff Cartman's mom does. And he's like, why isn't it transforming? I don't understand. I'm so confused. I'm hitting the button. I put money in. It's not giving me my change back. And Ankh's like, why is it not working? He's like, see, that's my will. Without my will, the system won't work. If I die, this is all a bunch of scrap metal. I was like, oh, that's fantastic. And he's like kicking the machine and shaking it, and it's not working. And he's like, so you give me 70%, and you can use the system. And he's like, no, 40%. He's like, 70.
None of you.
He's like, I can't give that much. And he's like, none of you. And he's like, look, if the battle goes well, you profit. And he's like, all right, 50%. And he's like, none of you. And he's like spun around in his chair like some James Bond villain. And then we cut to like the best
it's so image funny.
Ever.
Oh, I love it.
All right, and it's the ride vendor on its side. Oz is sitting atop it, trying to like kick it on like it's a horse.
He's like, okay, transform. Then he holds out his arms, and he's just like, oh, and it just face plants into the side of the ride vendor.
Yeah, he's trying to ride like it's a motorcycle, and it's just not working. It's just so funny. So our friend here with the arm is like, all right, 60%, no more. And in response, we just hear, happy birthday! It's like, what? And he spins around, and he's like, Kayaka something or other. And he unties the box that he was tying up when Ankh Ankh got in the building, and he lifts up the box, and then it is a cake. It says, happy birthday, 60%. He's like, what? The fuck?
You damn you, Kogami!
You got me this entire time. This is, oh, damn it! I've been made. And he's like, so how about some advance payment? 100 cell medals. And he's like, dang it. So he just starts shooting him out of his arm, and he snaps his fingers, and the bike transforms, and now he's riding the bike. And he's like, oh, happy face. So we see the strong girl and the rich girl, and she's like, what is that? He's like, I don't know, but it comes from your greed. And she's like, that's my greed? And it's like, yeah, something about she's holding on to her money and her stuff, just like strong girl's holding on to her brother, but they got to get over it. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention, really. I was mostly focusing on the impending Got the Kiri Ba ensuing from this fight. So, let's see what happens. Age rolls in. It's not working. Ankh Ankh comes up on his motorcycle thing. And he's like, boss, this isn't working, coach. What do I got to do, man?
This isn't working, coach.
This isn't working, coach. It's, you know, I'm throwing out my best stuff at him, but it's just not working. It's not having any effect. There's too many of them. So he's like, hey, let's try out that combo thing. And he's like, I don't know, man. That could be dangerous. You could get hurt. He's like, all right, well, let's do this. So he's like, all right. So he gives them the Kuwagata medal and the Kamakiri medal. And all right, since I don't have Kuwagata, you're going to have to bear with me for a second here as we try to do this. Like, I don't know why it won't work. It worked the other night, like in 10 seconds. Yay, we got it. He went all. Yeah, so it said the names in the reverse order, but you know what? It's okay, because we finally got it. Whew! All right, so, anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, so, like, this really cool, like, thing comes, and he transforms, then he, like, yells really loudly, and, like, green energy, like, shoots off of him, and then he uses, like, Kuwagata power to, like, multiply himself a billion times over. And just starts, like, each one just starts, like, pounding away at these piranha yummies, and cell metals are flying everywhere, and they're just going nuts everywhere. It's insane. It's fighting everywhere. And the ones that are left just, like, form up into a giant flying piranha yummy thing. And so all the Got the Kiri Bas do a scanning charge, and they all do, like, final common attack form ride kick, right into the giant mouth of this piranha thing and just slash it to pieces from the inside. And then it blows up into a bunch of cell metals. And then there's just one Got the Kiri Ba left. He Dion transforms and just like, I made it back in one piece, collapses on ground. And Ankh Ankh is all like,
typical Dragon Ball Z fashion.
Yeah, it's all like, maybe this combo thing, we need to like not do that for a while. That's dangerous. And then we see the rich girl now has a job at the bakery, and strong girl and her friends come, and they're all happy face, and there's AG watching them, and I don't know, fuck. But yeah, so that was pretty much it, and then it ended. I really like this episode because Gothic Fury Bah. I mean, damn, that Basically. Was awesome. Plus, we got to watch AG try to ride the ride vendor when it was in vending machine mode. So that was fun.
It's one of those episodes that, like I always say, like blends the humor and the action like so perfectly. Like, him riding on the vending machine mode was probably one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. And then Gatakiri Ba was so badass that, like, you can't even handle it. Like, he fucking Naruto'd it up and made, like, 20,000 copies of himself that all kicked the ass out of all the piranhas. And then they all jumped into the big piranha and then killed it from the inside. Epic.
Pretty much. It was awesome.
It was. It was beyond awesome. It was so awesome it wasn't awesome.
This is true because Dawson's a douche. And Dawson's a douche him. And so let's see, what do you think, Dawson? Oh, I don't like it because it's not double, so it sucks. And I'm a douche. Like, but Dawson, it's really cool. No, I don't like it. It's just, I don't know, I just can't get into O's. I mean, it's okay, I just don't really want to watch it. I mean, Gotta Carry Your Boss is not that special. It's not white Flash to Beetleborg. It's just green on the Beetleborg. Just some black kid whose family owns a comic book store. Nothing special.
Nothing special. Fuck. So, it was a great episode.
I loved it. I enjoyed it.
Like, I'm glad because, like, Oz keeps getting better.
It really does.
Like, I was really worried because it started out really strong, and I'm like, well, okay, this could end badly.
Yeah. But
it hasn't yet. It's gotten progressively better as the episodes go. So, I mean, I'm not really worried about... I mean, it could still go downhill eventually, but
Right
now I'm sitting pretty comfortable. I love it.
Yeah, because all those capsule things, those rumors, I'm not really too sure about.
I'm pretty sure they're fake.
I hope so, because it just sounds so dumb. Like, and I wouldn't understand why Taj Ador would have that ability.
It made more sense when the rumor was attached to the second rider.
Yeah, it really did. But I mean, the more forms that we see in the suits, and it looks really, everything's looking nice and looking cool. I mean, Sagozo, Ratorata, all looking nice. The individual pieces of them, as well as the medals and the full combos. I mean, it's just, I love this program. I want more medals.
I do. Should you get me medals now? Medals, dude.
Yeah, I.
Like, I have that little chest. So I open up the chest. It's just full of medals. I'm like, yeah. And then you pick them up, and then you play with them, and.
Ugh.
Just like balls.
Ugh. Yeah, you'd know about playing with balls, wouldn't you? And so
play with some pokeballs.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm addicted to O's. Like, I mean it still hasn't beat out double, of course. I don't think it will beat out double in the end, but I'm so addicted. Like, I get addicted easily enough. But like, everything about O's is cool.
Yeah, like it doesn't have to beat out double to be like a good show.
I know.
It's a good show, and I really hope people aren't sitting around going, like, hoping that it's going to be better than Double, because, quite frankly, was just so awesome.
It's hard to be better than Double.
Yeah, Double was just so awesome in a league of
its own. You have to go into O's knowing that it's probably not going to outdo Double, but it's going to be damn good in its own right.
It's going to be damn good. Like, I could definitely see it. Like, outdoing some of the others. I could see it outdoing, like, Ryuki, Blade, something like that. I could see it outdoing, Kiba or something. But, obviously not Double. But I'm okay with that, because it's O's, and it's just great the way it is, and I enjoy it.
Kiva's a really touchy subject for me, because I love Kiva because it was my first show, but like as a whole, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, I like there's things about Kiva I really enjoy, like Ixa and Otoya and.
Like, I love the characters.
And Jiro, oh yeah, the characters
the plot
were awesome.
Just had some problems, but I mean, I love all the characters and the suit designs and everything. I mean, I love the overall story too. It's just the plot had some holes.
The plot and there was also like the things like unnecessarily throwing in Shudran and Powered Ixa.
Yeah, they were just trying to sell toys.
And it's like, I understand the point of the show is to sell toys, but I mean, come on, that.
Like, oh, Shu-chan, and then he disappeared after one episode.
Yeah, like, I mean, the only way to get more blatant advertising is Data's hyper. Like, seriously. You know, and, but other than that, I mean, like, Kiva was pretty good. I mean, it was okay. It had its problems, but I enjoyed Kiva. But yeah, I definitely think O's could be a really strong series, a really good series, if it keeps going the way it is.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Dawson?
I like pancakes.
What was that?
That was Dawson writer's opinion.
Huh. He likes pancakes, I assume.
I like smoothies. Yeah, we know, Dawson, we know. You have the map, Dora. Don't ask me. Right, you need to calm down, son. Go back to your GameStop and pick up Wizards of Waverly Place game that you pre-ordered. Okay.
I just realized Bata's can opens up really stupid. It opens up from the side. Who would open a pop can like that?
I don't know.
Whatever. So anyway, that's about it for this episode.
Final thingies!
Thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, because we kind of thought out about this whole...
Thanks for staying with us because no one else did.
Yeah. Yeah, we found out about this whole, like, snatching up your people thing at the last second, and we had to, like, improvise and make do and come up with shit at the last second to talk about.
And we found news.
We found news, and then we had to find links because we forgot about links because we were focused on it becoming O's, and it was a fun episode, though. It was good.
It was good. It was all good.
It was all good.
It's all good in the hood, bro.
Yeah, I know who avoids the hood. Oh. They know about his tendencies.
Oh. So anyway, I'm trying to think of something funny.
yeah. Oh, fuck.